From London, England, where the Queen lives.
Recorded live from an underground bunker and packaged into an MP3 with a pretty little picture. Helping to kickstart your day with the motivation and inspiration you need.
365 days a year.
This is the Learn, Develop, Live podcast. And this is your host, Chris Jags.
Good morning! My name is Chris Jags, and this is the Learn, Develop, Live podcast. How is your Monday going so far? Is it even Monday you're going to listen to this to? Maybe you're listening and it's a completely different day. Ooh, hardcore. Whatever day you're listening to this on, thanks for downloading. Thanks for being here, and thanks for being continued support. Let's get motivated together. So this week, I want to talk to you about the importance of being prepared in life. Being ready for when something goes wrong. Well, as far as you can be, because you never know what life wants to throw at you, do you? So it's always good to try and have a little bit of organisation about it, isn't it? Now, before we get into it, I wanted to ask if you booked your call with me yet. And if not, why not? Come on. I know you're motivated, and I know you're looking for inspiration. I mean, that's the idea of the podcast, to motivate and inspire. So that problem you've got right now, you know, that issue that you got festering away in the background, you know you need to try and tackle it, don't you? But you keep putting it off. Why do you do this to yourself? Anyways, do you have a movement that you want to kick off? Do you wish you had more confidence in yourself? Do you want to become more assertive? Does speaking publicly in front of a load of people really scare you? Do you want to become more organized? Maybe you want to become more efficient at work. These are all things I can help you with and have done with so many other people like yourself in the past. There is actually a testimonials page on the website, learndeveloplive.com, if you want to take a look. So come on, let's be real now. Are you just going to sit there and let another day pass you by before you take the first step to changing your life? Or, and that's a big or, are you going to book your LDL power call with me? This is 30 minutes dedicated 100%, a 1,000,000% if you like, to you. And whatever you need to address, this is the 30 minutes that will begin the start of something big for you. Book your call at ldlcall.com and you, yes you, you can start to level up in your life. Okay, calm down now. Let's get ourselves in the episode right after this short message.
Got a question? How about an idea? What about a joke? You can drop it in an email to Chris at learndeveloplive.com. Everyone gets a mention. You're listening to the Learn, Develop, Live podcast.
And we are back in the room. Morning. So, why is it important to have a plan B in life, at work, household appliances, just about anything really? Well, this is a true, sadly not a very exciting story, but just one of those, whew, I'm glad I got a plan B for that one, you know, that kind of story. So let me picture the scene for you. It was last Sunday, the sun was kind of out and it wasn't raining for a change, and I was about 3/4 of the way through making a roast dinner. And the only thing left to do were the roast potatoes. You know, make them end up all golden, fluffy and crispy. You know what I mean. You can taste it in your mouth right now, can't you? Now, what happened was about 10 minutes after I last checked the oven cooker, I thought it sounded a little bit quiet in the kitchen. But wait, the oven cooker's power tripped. It went off at the switch, which later was the result of the heating element going in the oven itself. It just died. Now, the result of this all is that even if you put the oven on at 250 degrees, you can quite happily take anything out with no fear of burning yourself at all. You'd have more hope of burning yourself in the bath. Now, what are the positives I have? Well, despite the oven not working, at least the hobs on the top, they actually work at the moment. And the first time this happened, you know, the heat element went, was actually a few years ago, on Christmas Day. I mean, Christmas Day. I mean, what a time for the oven to die. Anyways, so why is a plan B important for this oven? Well, after several frustrating phone calls going from one company to another. The insurance that gets paid every month, well, it's resulted in that someone will come out and fix a thing. Well, install a £15 heater element next week. Yes. One example of when insurance does actually work. And that, strangely enough, was my plan B for the oven. And I mean, I did say it wasn't a very exciting story. But anywho, so how about we look at put the whole plan B concept into action for you? Now, whether it's some household appliance insured against the unpredictableness, or maybe even trying to start a business and haven't quite planned the whole thing out in as much detail as you should have, maybe throw your money at moving house, but didn't think of putting anything to one side, you know, to buy food for the month. Plan B just needs a little, well, planning. Entrepreneurs are a great example when it comes to having that plan B. Now, if you listen to this podcast, maybe you are actually an entrepreneur yourself. So some of this may sound a little bit familiar. Being an entrepreneur requires you to be agile when faced with potential difficulties. It also means having the ability to recognize an opportunity when you see it, no matter how wacky it may seem to other people or how well hidden it also may be. People will question your ideas, they'll laugh at you, and they'll tell you that what you're trying to do is pointless and you are, of course, wasting your own time. From my own experience. But this isn't their adventure, is it? It's yours. So in essence, all real entrepreneurs have a plan B. Perhaps even a C and a D bobbing away in the background. In some ways, the definition of startup is a series of plan Bs looking for a scalable and repeatable business model or idea, especially when you consider the often thrown around stat that 90% of startups actually fail in their first year. So what is the best way to approach all of this then? Taking the first step is obviously the most important. The hardest part of a plan B is accepting that plan A might not work out. No one wants to admit that their business idea is prone to flaws and unforeseen disasters. Even kitchen household appliances are in this category. Accepting that you need a plan B is a first step into putting it into action. It doesn't mean that you're tempting fate to even think about failure. It just means that you're being sensible. And you give yourself a little bit of a safety net, it may also help you take a realistic approach to making plan A work. Shifting your focus is another big step. If you find that growth and profits are not where they should be, perhaps your plan B is to rethink where your focus needs to be. Consider changing your target audience or redefine how you're addressing their needs. It might be as easy as refocusing your core message rather than changing the whole core business itself. This is a step I've taken myself, and in some ways, maybe I still am taking it right this second. You should also rethink your approach. Are you using the right platforms to reach your customer base? Perhaps your plan B is to modify the process of getting your product to the people. Your central business idea could be very sound. It just needs a little bit of a tweak to make it work. Doing your homework is also very essential. Your product is the key to success of your business. Make your plan B an investigation into your product and a process of refinement rather than give up on the idea altogether. Maybe trying one of the following could help you. A focus group. Get some real-time feedback from the customers who you assume will benefit. It could give you some valuable insight for improvement. You could research the latest innovations, do some reading on the latest technology from your product, and put your findings into practice. You could even send out a survey. Does your product address the needs of its audience? Or are you just assuming? Ask them for a survey using an incentive. You could even consider rebranding. There may be nothing wrong with your product or your approach, but how you look and sound may be unappealing. Make plan B a facelift for your company, both regarding design and your tone of voice. But be careful. A rebrand is just cosmetics, but what you really need to fix is the product itself. And if your idea really does suck, well, you could try what Twitter did. Sometimes your plan B could be something you hadn't even thought about. In the case of the Twitter team, for example, they were initially working on a podcast app called Odeo, but they ran out of ideas. They created Twitter as an internal communications platform that forced them to keep their ideas to just 140 characters. And just like that, a social media behemoth was born. For an entrepreneur, flexibility and agility are your watchwords. In the world of startups, your plan A could, in fact, be a series of plan B tweaks and pivots until you find the model that really works for you. So if you can use the entrepreneur example as a framework for what you're trying to do in your life, maybe redecorating your home, you might have to plan the whole project out. Maybe you are starting a business. Maybe you're starting a part-time course. You're going to need to plan out how it's going to play in your current situation. The important thing is you need plan A. Once you nail that, plan B could well write itself from the elements you thought of while you were at plan A. And as we said before in a previous episode about organization, once you are organized, you will feel so much better and you'll be ready to jump right in. Right then, before we wrap this up, as I said before, the time is now for you to take that first step. If you want me to teach you the Learn, Develop, Live method, the one that's going to help you unlock that problem or issue, you know, the one you have right now, book your slot on my calendar at ldlcall.com and you can start to level up today. I'll speak to you on the call, but also I'll see you in the next episode.
Goodbye.
What? It's over already?
All over.
Thank you for listening to the Learn, Develop, Live podcast. I hope you feel as warm, motivated, and fuzzy inside as I do. You can connect with Chris at LearnDevelopLive.com or on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter.
I won't say goodbye. I'll just say until we meet again.
Until next time. Join the motivation.